welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up here in our study in John chapter 8. We left off here in verse number 31 and 32, where Jesus answers those Jews that believed on him. Let's back up and read verse number 30. And he spake these words, speaking these words here about the Father and how he's obedient to the Father. Many believed on him. Verse 31, and then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so he says here, a disciple indeed will continue in my word, and that continuance in my word will cause that disciple to know the truth, and the eternal truth of God sets the saved sinner free. Free indeed by knowing what God says. God's seeing God, the big picture as God sees it, the eternal picture that the Lord sees. Verse number 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? So then they're offended in this. They said, we're the children of Abraham. We've never been in bondage to any man. Do they forget about how it was there with Nebuchadnezzar when he came in and took the rest of Judah captive? They forgot that, didn't they? Oh, they had been servants to the Assyrians before, too, that had plagued them, even as far back as in the days of the judges. But nevertheless, they raise up in pride and they say, no, we're not anybody's servants. We don't need to be made free. They don't understand what he's talking about, that it's spiritual again, does it? He's not talking about being released necessarily from physical bonds, but he's talking about being spiritually free. Having questions about life and our existence on this earth and eternity and heaven and the worlds to come, having questions like that answered, seeing the big eternal picture again that God sees, seeing things the way God sees them, that's what he's talking about, being made free. To know that sin is a killer and that we need to stay away from sin and we need to be holy and serve our Lord with gladness and enjoy the blessings that he gives us in this life and be a good witness of him, what he's done for us to a lost and dying world, and looking for his return and looking to be with him forevermore in eternity. He said, what sayest thou? How sayest thou? Ye shall be made free. Jesus says in verse number 34, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, there it is again, truly, truly, verily, verily. Remember, when you see verily, verily in the scripture, it's very, very important. You can't do without it. It's essential information. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Do you commit sin? Or do you pursue after the wickedness in the world? Do you watch wicked movies that promote wickedness and sin, promiscuity, adultery, drug use, that glamorize wickedness and sin? Do you listen to music by authors that live wicked lives and that are against the way of God? Do you gamble and play the lottery and take a vacation to the casinos up and down the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and out in Las Vegas? Do you go out there and promote and engage in that wickedness there? Do you engage in that thing that what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas? Or maybe Atlantic City or other places. Do you go on cruises so you can get away from the community and your family and just live the quote-unquote high life of debauchery and wickedness in that? Are you one that would look into pornography and the illicitness of those things? Whoever commits sin perpetually perpetually over and over and over again? Do you drink and get drunk? Do you use dope and are filled with other spirits? That's what's happening there when one becomes drunken with liquor or beer or wine, or they use drugs to get out of their mind. That's being controlled by other spirits, not the spirit within you. But you're losing that at that time, that you're intoxicated or under the influence of those drugs. You're the servant of sin. And sinners are going to pay for their sin. And those that commit those kind of things continually indeed are not saved. Let's take a look over here in 1 Corinthians. I'll make a reference here quickly in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians. The apostle dealing with this church and trying to help them out with issues in there. And he's talks to them here about some of the wickedness that they had in the church and that they had not dealt with. And in chapter 6, listen to what he says. Verse number 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." That's a prevalent thing today, sodomy, lesbianism, and such as that. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Well, Brother Jim, I know some people that do those kind of things, and they claim to be saved, and they claim to be a big member of the church down here and everything. And I know they claim to be all right, and they do those things. Listen, the Word of God says that those that perpetually do those things are not inheritors of the kingdom of God. And listen to what it says in verse 11. "And such were some of you." Yeah. Some were fornicators. Some that have been saved were idolaters. Some were adulterers. Some were effeminate, changing the way that God has made them, saying, "Well, I've been born a male, but really on the inside I'm a female," or "I've been born a female, but really on the inside I'm a male." The Lord said that that's wickedness. "Nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Some were, and such were some of you. Some were thieves, some were covetous, some were drunkards, some revilers, and cursing and reviling mankind, his neighbor, running down the road, just a foul mouth and a wicked attitude. Extortioners, those who seek to extort and to steal from others. Those ways and the pursuit of those ways that inheritors of the kingdom of God do not pursue after. Oh yes, can the child of God fall in to sin? Yeah, he sure can. Can the child of God that's been saved go back to some of his wicked way? Indeed, the Bible bears that out. But the child of God is going to be miserable in pursuing those things. And then if he pursues them long enough, truly being a child of God, I believe that the Lord will deal with them, and the Scripture bears out that he will chastise them. He will chastise them. Are you one that claims to be saved, but you don't know the Word of God and you don't pursue what the Word of God says? Remember what the Lord said over here where we were reading in verses 31 and 32. You shall continue. Verse 31 of John 8, it says, "Then said Jesus, those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Disciples, continue in the word. You claim to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. You continue in his word. Do you even know his word so you can continue in it? "And ye shall know the truth." The disciples that continue in the word will know the truth. Do you know the truth of what God says about sin? The Lord says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Do you pursue after these wicked things? He says in verse 32, "Knowing the truth will make that one that knows the truth free." It says over here in Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, We'll look over here in these latter chapters about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he says here. In verse number 8 of Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 8, let's back up here in verse number 6. Hebrews 12, verse 6, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." So there's some chastising and some scourging by the Lord. "If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" Is there a son that the Lord doesn't chasten? No, there's not. Because we're saved sinners, but yet we have sin. "But if ye be without chastisement," so pursuing after sin, being the servant of sin, pursuing that wickedness we read about over there in 1 Corinthians 6, those things that the Apostle Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Lord, saying that those that do those things, the unrighteous, don't inherit the kingdom of God, "and such were some of you." We've been saved from our sins. If you say that you are saved, but you're not following the Word of God, knowing what He says and obeying in it, being His disciple in it, knowing the truth and being set free by the truth, here in Hebrews 12:8 it says, "But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." One that does not even know who his father is. That's what that word means. One that says that he is saved and knows the Father, but if you're without chastisement, being in the midst of sin, maybe you're not saved. "Furthermore, we've all had fathers of our flesh which corrected us," it says in Hebrews 12, "and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." So, how is it with you? Do you claim the name of Christ? Are you saved? Are you growing in the grace and knowledge of the Word? Lord, do you follow him in his Word? Are you claim to be his disciple? Are you following him in his Word? Are you knowing the truth, the eternal truth of God, God's big picture that he sees, and are you being set free? Are you pursuing after sin, being one that claims the name of Christ, but not God's not dealing with you a bit? I'll tell you what, you need to evaluate. You need to evaluate your situation before God. God chastens his children that get off in sin. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.